Farmers relying on the Central Valley Project water, such as those in the Westlands Water District in western Fresno and Kings County, got the bad news this week, a 5% allocation, that's the initial allocation, for the water year coming up. We spoke with Ryan Jacobson, he's a CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
Very simplistically, food grows where water flows, and on years like this year, it's extraordinarily disappointing to get the news that you're only going to see a 5% allocation. Now, that can obviously change between now and when the summer months arrive, and that's completely dependent upon what Mother Nature is able to provide us. But as of right now, it's just disappointing news to hear that, because for so many of my farmers and ranchers at this point, they are they're making the decisions for the upcoming year, or they've already made the decisions for the upcoming year, and this doesn't bode well for, you know, for crops going into the ground, particularly field crops and vegetable crops.
Yeah, those crops most likely, if we don't, even if we get another 5%, 10%, who knows, but it doesn't look that good with the forecast anyways. Is it early enough for them to really make a decision not to buy the seed, not to plant, or is it really kind of late even for this time?
To be fair, most farmers were probably making that decision going back over a month ago, if not before that. So they had to guess what their allocation was going to be for the year. At that point, we were already showing fairly dry conditions, and so the assumption is that a lot of them made those decisions quite some time ago. And then what it also affects is that if they made a decision to go one way and it doesn't pan out that way, you know, this allocation affects their, you know, late summer slash fall plantings as well. So this is it's not good news when we receive these kind of allocations. It's you know, it definitely puts additional strain on our groundwater supplies. It's we want to do everything we can to be good stewards of the land, but it's, you know, very dependent upon having a reliable water supply. And in cases like this particular situation, you know, it's again driven by Mother Nature, but we also have those complex issues up in the Delta that make water deliveries for our federal contractors that much more difficult.
How can they improve the water situation? You know, let's have a balanced approach to the environment, the outflows and everything. Maybe a little more coming into the reservoirs. Is that what we're thinking?
There's a mixed story here. I mean, on the eastern side of the valley, you know, the Fryant contractors today received the news that they were going to be receiving a 20% Class 1 allocation. And while that's not good, it's obviously much better than the 5% allocation we're seeing for the federal contractors on the western side of the county there. So, you know, Mother Nature has been very dry this year. We had one good storm going back 2-3 weeks ago. That storm was, while it was good, it was not necessarily a season maker. Here in California, particularly the valley, we're dependent upon 5 to 7 good storms to make or break a season, and we have not seen that whatsoever. We've really only had 1.5 good storms that put a little snowpack up in the Sierra Nevada there, and so therefore we are in a deficit because of what Mother Nature's provided. But up in the Delta there, we have our issues in regards to just wielding water through there because of the ESA issues. Because of the new biological opinions, it does help somewhat based off of the conditions of where the Delta is kind of where the pumping takes place. But in years like this year, we got to have some basic amount of water, and that just hasn't come to fruition yet.
Permanent crop farmers, the almonds, pistachios, walnuts, the grapes, vineyards, and all that, they're going to need a pump this year. That's what that water's for. We have that groundwater reserved for us. We don't have enough rain and snow, surface water.
A lot of farmers, what they'll do is, you know, that on the western side, their permanent plantings are a component of their overall land mass. And so they'll take water that may have flowed towards those row and field crops, and they'll divert it towards their permanent crops. And so there is a lot of farmers that still rely upon that surface supply. Even at 5%, at least it's something. Yeah. We hope that's going to grow. I mean, even a 10%, 15, 20% puts us in a lot better scenario for those folks to be able to use that surface supply to go towards their permanent plantings there. And so our hope is that it's going to grow from this point forward. It's uncertain to what this it's looking dry right now for the next couple of weeks, but our precipitation season does typically continue for another 6 to 8 weeks. You know, we can't put all our hopes on a miracle March, but at least if there's something that comes in, we'll put us into a better shape than what we're seeing right now.
Let's talk about the economy real quick, the farm worker community, the economy, the taxes, the idle land. This could be devastating to all of the above, right?
This could definitely be devastating to all of the above. I mean, we are looking at, here in Fresno County, I mean, it's years like this year where, you know, we will lose the number one status. There's just no way we're able to continue when we don't have the water allocations. I mean, we are so dependent, our local economy is just so dependent upon what these water allocations are. Farmers can make do, you know, temporarily with this. We hope this isn't, you know, the second year of a multi-year drought like we saw in the 2010s there, but we are hopeful that things will turn around. It's just California is under a system of boom and bust cycles. We always talk about this average year, and the average year doesn't exist. The average year is made up of wet, very wet years and wet years, and then it's made up of dry years. And this just happens to be where we have seen a very dry year. Last year was on the drier side. So when you have a very dry year on the heels of a dry year, I mean, it does kind of exacerbate and show the problems with our system there. We would hope that, you know, this is just another reminder of the importance of us continuing to build our infrastructure in the state so that we're able to weather these storms a little better.
That's Ryan Jacobson, CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.